Welcome to Academic Challenge, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I am Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Decatur and South Haven. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, and Mitsubishi, and proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt. Independent, uncomplicated, objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors. So first, let's meet the teams from Decatur. Your name and the grade that you're in.
Daniel, and senior.
Megan, I'm a senior.
Nick, I'm a sophomore.
Nick, I'm a junior.
And the captain tonight for Decatur.
I am.
Daniel, your coach or coaches?
Mr. Dick. He's over there.
All right. And for South Haven, your name and the grade that you're in.
Tucker, senior.
Jackson, senior.
Trevor, senior.
Josh, senior.
It's all seniors on South Haven. And the captain tonight for South Haven? Jackson, your coach or coaches?
Mr. Milliron.
All right. Well, here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round. At halftime, I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just great.
Good. And what's going on? You've been gone for the last couple of weeks, you've been at the Twin City Players getting ready for a production. What are you getting ready for?
I'm directing the current production, and we opened last weekend, which is why I was gone the last 2 weeks. Nana's Naughty Knickers, a funny little comedy, takes place in New York, about a lovely little senior lady selling nasty little lingerie to other senior citizens without paying any taxes. Sound familiar?
Okay.
Sounds like my grandma.
All right, and when is showtimes? And can they get tickets?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend and next. Tickets at 429-0400.
Excellent.
Or you can go on the website, twincityplayers.org.
There we go. All right, everybody, South Haven, Decatur, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
For 15 points, geologists define a mountain as an elevated area with at least two different zones of climate and plant life. In most parts of the world, how many feet above its surroundings must a mountain rise to include two climate zones?
Daniel from Decatur.
4,000.
Incorrect.
Jackson from South Haven.
10,000 feet.
Incorrect. It's 2,000 feet. For 15 points, which company publishes great books of the Western world?
Time.
Encyclopedia Britannica. For 20 points, what requirement does the United States Supreme Court specify a book or film must have not to be obscene?
Jackson from South Haven.
Lack of adult content.
Incorrect.
Daniel from Decatur.
An ISBN number.
Incorrect. It's redeeming social value. For 15 points, Noces en los Jardines de España is the title of Manuel de Falla's great composition for piano and orchestra. Translated.
Daniel from Decatur.
The Great Dance of Spain.
Incorrect. Good
guess. South Haven, chance of steal. Time.
Knights in the Gardens of Spain. For 15 points, what is steak à pavir?
Daniel from Decatur.
Steak that is rare.
Incorrect.
South Haven, Jess Steel. Jackson from South Haven.
Steak that is medium rare.
Incorrect. It's pepper steak. Math question for 20 points. Find the domain of y equals the square root of the quantity 2x plus 3.
I'll repeat that one more time there.
Find the domain of y equals the square root of the quantity 2x plus 3.
Josh from South Haven.
From 3 to infinity.
Repeat that, please.
3 to infinity.
Incorrect.
Daniel from Decatur.
Infinity.
Incorrect. It's negative 3 over 2 to infinity. For 20 points, name any two of Shakespeare's four history plays which are set during the War of the Roses.
Daniel from Decatur.
The Tragedy of Macbeth and A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Incorrect.
Trevor from South Haven.
A Midsummer Night's Dream and King George.
Incorrect. It's Henry IV, parts 1, 2, or 3, and Richard III. You might want to get your pencils on this one. Spell the 9-letter noun that means the circumstances of being found innocent of criminal charges.
Time.
It's acquittal. A-C-Q-U-I-T-T-A-L. For 15 points, if an if-then sentence, the then clause is in conditional perfect, in what tense is the In what tense is the if clause?
Daniel from Decatur.
Present.
Incorrect.
South Haven, Chance to Steal. Jackson from South Haven.
Superlative.
Incorrect. It's past perfect. The next four questions all deal with the term rocket. For 5 points, four spacecraft have visited Saturn. Name any one of them.
Josh from South Haven.
The Voyager 2.
That's correct. 4 or 5 points. Now, same category, rocket, for 10 points. What was the primary power source of all Mariner spacecraft?
Daniel from Decatur.
Solar panels.
That is correct, for 10 points. Now, for 15 points in the rocket category. The period during which a rocket engine is firing is referred to by what four-letter word?
Josh from South Haven.
Lift.
Incorrect.
Decatur, Chance to Steal. Daniel from Decatur.
Fire.
Burn. For 20 points in the rocket category.
Final question of the half.
What in a rocket consists of both the fuel and the oxidizer?
Jackson from South Haven.
Oxygen.
Incorrect.
Decatur, Chance to Steal. Daniel from Decatur.
Fuselage.
Incorrect. They're propellant.
All right. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Decatur 10, South Haven 5. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. South Haven, because you're trailing at the moment, you have the first choice of these categories, which are PR, beans, or what? What do you choose, Jackson?
What?
What? Excellent.
No setup.
All right, there's no setup to what, so your 60 seconds is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
A tooth-edged wheel or cone used in machinery to transmit motion is called what?
A gear.
Correct. What procrastinating after-dinner treat is made by the Chinese? What prognosticating after-dinner treat is made by the Chinese?
Fortune cookie?
Correct. The Lemure brothers in 1890s coined what word for a movie theater?
Cinema.
Correct. What circuit results from two bare wires or a bare and grounded wire touching each other?
Parallel?
Incorrect. What engagement may it be arranged for two persons of opposite sex who've never seen each other?
Blind date.
What? Blind date.
Blind date?
Correct. What group of words, less than a clause or complete sentence, is used as a singular part of speech?
Preposition?
Incorrect. Seagoing vessels often have names beginning with USS, standing for what?
United States Sailors.
United States Sailors?
I'm sorry?
Sailors.
United States Sailors?
Incorrect.
It's four.
Four.
All right, South Haven, you answered four questions for a total of 40 points. That means that there are six questions that are still available that are unanswered. So, Decatur, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
What circuit results from two bare wires or a bare and grounded wire touching each other?
Incomplete.
Incorrect. It's a short. What group of words, less than a clause or complete sentence, is used as a single part of a speech?
Fragment.
Phrase. Seagoing vessels often have names beginning with USS, standing for what?
United States ship.
Correct. Any device that focuses light to form images is called what?
Projector.
Incorrect. It's a lens. What organization regulates U.S. college sports?
NCAA.
Correct. What was the first fiberglass car that General Motors put out?
Corvette.
Correct. Three.
We're tired. All right.
No, we're not. We're ahead.
Decatur, you answered three questions for a total of 30 points. Now it's your turn to choose from the remaining two categories of PR or beans.
We're going to choose beans.
Beans it is.
I love this.
Is there a setup to beans?
Yes, there is.
Very excited.
I love this. Bean is found in each of the following phrases and names. In Louisiana, the standard Monday dish.
Baked beans.
Incorrect. Another name for red beans, a common garden bean.
Kidney bean.
Which is their source.
Kidney beans.
Incorrect. At the edible, immature part of the kidney bean.
Skip.
A broad, flat, light green bean.
Lima bean.
Correct. Another name for lima beans. It sounds rich in a dairy product.
Cream bean.
Incorrect. Favorite candy of President Reagan.
Jelly bean.
Correct. A dish that is a favorite in Massachusetts.
Baked beans.
Correct. A pod-like capsule from which an extract is made to flavor confections.
Skip.
Roasted, ground, and brewed beans.
Coffee beans.
Correct. Seeds from which chocolate is made.
Cocoa beans.
Correct. Pod-like capsule from which an extract is made to flavor confections.
Bean beans.
Incorrect.
It's five. All right. Decatur, you answered five questions for a total of 50 points. That means that there's five questions that are still unanswered. South Haven, your time is set up one more time.
A bean is found in each of the following phrases and names.
All right, your time is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
In Louisiana, the standard Monday dish.
Beans and rice.
More specific.
Black beans and rice.
Incorrect. It's red beans and rice. Another name for red beans, a common garden bean, which is their source.
Pass.
The edible immature part of the kidney bean.
A bud.
I'm sorry?
A bud.
Incorrect. It's a green bean. Another name for lima beans. It sounds rich in a dairy product.
A soybean?
Butter beans.
Butter bean. Oh.
A pod-like capsule from which an extract is made to flavor confections.
A pod-like capsule. Vanilla bean? A vanilla bean?
That's correct. Another name for red beans, a common garden bean, which is their source.
Heart bean.
Navy beans.
Okay. All right, you answered one question for an extra 10 points. And that ends our 60-second round. We're going to check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Decatur 90, South Haven 55. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from South Haven, Jackson, what's happening in South Haven?
We'd like to join you for the South Haven in the South Haven community on Tuesday, February 13th for our spaghetti dinner, and it acts as a fundraiser for our prom. Good luck to the girls' basketball team in their upcoming game against Water Elite. Thank you to all our sponsors and WSJM, and we're all hoping for a snow day tomorrow.
Well, you like to shovel snow?
No, all right, and from Decatur. Daniel, what's happening in Decatur?
Well, we have our auditions for the spring play next week. We recently hosted the Southwest 10 Quiz Bowl tournament. The competition continues next Wednesday at Marcellus. The wrestlers go to districts this Saturday, along with powerlifting regionals and the solo and ensemble. Many students are fighting the flu this week, and we're wishing for a snow day tomorrow and a three-day weekend to recover.
And we've got some substitutions on the Decatur side. Go ahead and introduce yourselves and the grade that you're in.
I am Keegan, and I am in the ninth grade.
I'm Trent, and I'm a junior.
Excellent. All right, and now let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Decatur and South Haven. Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
For 5 points, what country's consumption of coal fell in 2016 for a third consecutive year in a row, as the world's number one carbon polluter has emerged?
Daniel, from Decatur?
China.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, name the family member Donald Trump appointed as a White House senior advisor.
Trevor, from South Haven?
Ivanka Trump.
Incorrect.
Decatur, chance to steal. Daniel, from Decatur?
Donald Trump Jr.
Incorrect. It was Jared Kushner. For 5 points, while escorting a ship in the Persian Gulf, a U.S. Navy destroyer fired warning shots against vessels from what country?
Daniel, from Decatur?
Spain.
Incorrect.
South Haven, chance to steal. Jackson, from South Haven?
Iran.
That's correct. For 5 points. For 15 points, a surprise resignation put what country in a political crisis due to a power-sharing agreement between Protestant and Catholic leaders?
Jackson, from South Haven.
Ireland.
Correct, for 15 points. For 5 points, the Trump administration plans to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem.
Jackson, from South Haven.
Tel Aviv.
That is correct, for 5 points. For 5 points, it's rare for a foreign leader to cancel an invitation to visit a U.S. president, but that's exactly what Enrique Peña Nieto did in January. He's the leader of what country?
Jackson, from South Haven.
Mexico.
Correct, for 5 points. For 15 points, she was labor secretary in the George W. Bush administration. What cabinet position does Elaine Chao hold in the Trump administration?
Jackson, from South Haven.
Cabinet of Communication.
Incorrect.
Decatur, chance to steal. Daniel, from Decatur.
Secretary of Labor.
Incorrect. It's the Secretary of Transportation. For 15 points, What's the first city to file a lawsuit challenging President Trump for withholding money from sanctuary cities?
Daniel from Decatur.
Seattle.
Incorrect.
Jackson from South Haven.
New York.
Incorrect. It was San Francisco. For 15 points, after promising a radical break with the foreign policy of Barack Obama, the current chief executive is embracing key pillars of the former strategy regarding Russia. It's now demanding that Russia withdraw from what land?
Daniel from Decatur.
Crimea.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, the Trump administration recently laid out a plan to dismantle much of the regular system put in place after a financial crisis in 2008. The Consumer Protection Act, signed into law by Barack Obama in 2010, by what name is that law?
Daniel from Decatur.
DACA.
Incorrect. Commonly referred, named for the House and Senate sponsors of the bill. And it's South Haven starts.
Yep, South Haven.
It's the Dodd-Frank bill. For 15 points, the Israelites triumphed at the Battle of Rephaim through the intercession of their leader with the help of his literal right-hand and left-hand men. Name this leader and either one of his helpers who held up his arms to heaven to save the victory.
Jackson from South Haven.
King of David.
Incorrect.
Decatur, chance to steal. Time.
Moses was the leader, Aaron and Hur, the right and left hand men. For 20 points, why can't the trigonometric parallax be used to determine the distance of all stars from the Earth?
Josh from South Haven.
Because of black holes?
Incorrect.
Daniel from Decatur.
Because time changes. Over speed?
Incorrect. It's stars more than 150 light years away are just too small to calculate. For 15 points, what small island was the last American outpost in the Philippines to capitulate to the invading Japanese forces in 1942?
Daniel from Decatur.
Guadalcanal.
Incorrect.
Jackson from South Haven.
Luzon.
Incorrect. It was Corregidor. For 20 points, what is encouraged by La Leche League?
Trevor from South Haven.
Drinking milk.
Incorrect.
Decatur, chance to steal. Daniel from Decatur.
Protections for cow farmers.
Incorrect. La Leche, yeah, but that's mean milk. But the La Leche League is breastfeeding. For 15 points, Belgium has four land neighbors plus the North Sea. Name any three of them.
Jackson from South Haven.
France, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands.
That's correct.
Is that for 15?
15 points. You know the fourth one?
Germany.
Germany. That's very good. For 20 points, which Pennsylvania city gives the state its only lake port?
Jackson from South Haven.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
That is correct. That was 20 points. For 15 points, your car is parked facing north on North Street, so named because it runs north and south. You jump in your car and you start driving along a perfectly straight thoroughfare. In only 2 minutes' time, you are a mile south of your starting point. What happened?
Jackson from South Haven.
There's a roundabout.
Incorrect.
Decatur, chance to steal. Daniel from Decatur.
You're on the North Pole.
That's pretty good. Incorrect. You've been driving in reverse. One of those tricky questions. For 20 points, dynamite is shot in a shallow hole. The vibrations are reflected from buried rocks and recorded on special instruments to locate deposits of oil. What is the name for this type of prospecting?
Todd.
Seismic prospecting. For 15 points, Who had the most home runs for a major league switch hitter?
Trent from Decatur.
Babe Ruth.
Incorrect.
South Haven. Jackson from South Haven.
DiMaggio.
Incorrect. They were not switch hitters. It was Mickey Mantle.
This is the final question of the match.
For 15 points, what is the only reptile which is totally aquatic, not even coming onto land to reproduce?
Daniel from Decatur.
Coral snake.
Incorrect.
It needs to be. Yeah, because they're different. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Josh from South Haven.
Electric eel.
Incorrect.
A sea snake.
Okay, I could get it wrong.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We're going to tabulate the score and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's academic challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 120 to 110 is the team from South Haven. Congratulations, South Haven. Good job, Decatur. Congratulations, and thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota Hyundai Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt. Independent, uncomplicated objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. Again next week at the same time, Berrien Springs and River Valley go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.